YC. I'll be your net control for this evening's session of the Long Island Monitoring Association. Stay 9 DS net. Basically cover all tops of DS with an emphasis on scanning in the tri-state metropolitan region. The net wishes to thank Steve, WB2WAK, for the use of the Pito. Today's date is February 16, 1999. Please use common sense regarding the passing of surveillance frequency and or fleet code.
Ed, WB2WAK.
WB2WAK, KC2AYC.
Yeah, just for your information, I had to disable the 147.405 input because we're having some interference with another machine in Jersey. I have changed that around. If you go in on 146.205 with a 114.8 TL tone, you'll access the old plus 600 input over in Melbourne. So relay that information to your participants, 114.8 on 146.205. Thank you.
Okay, Steve, thanks for the information. And again, we appreciate the use of the repeater. Okay, the repeater is located in Plainview and uses a 136.5 TL. For those of you listening, the positive 600. It has now been changed to the TL 114.8 to 146.205. Okay, please check in using the hesitation method, stating this is, then let the carrier drop until you hear the beep sound. Call sign, your first name, and if you have traffic. If any station is wishing to check in, please call now.
This is KC2AEF. The name is Mike, with no traffic, but with a question.
This is N2AH, Art. Good evening, with a question.
This is KC2DAW, the name is Curtis. I hold no traffic or no questions.
Here is N1LVH, Walter, no traffic.
This is KC2BZP, Joe, good evening, no traffic at this time.
DHS, Dan. No traffic. Good evening, guys.
KC2AYC, wish to recognize Mike, KC2AEF, Art, N2AH, Curtis, KC2DAW, Walter, N1LVH, Joe, KC2BZD, and Dan, KC2DHF. Any additional stations that would like to check in, please come now. Okay, just a couple quick announcements. I'd like to thank Charlie for running the net last week. And you guys who are on the email list are aware Charlie won't be with us for some period of time on Tuesday this week. Taking a work-related class, so we wish him well in that endeavor. And, he did miss the class last week to run the net, so hopefully he'll be able to catch up. All right, let's start with Mike, KC2AEF, who had a query.
Everyone here, this is Mike. Just a general question. You know, I just bought an antenna, it's a SolarCon A99, and this is an antenna.
antenna that you have to screw the different parts of the vertical together. I'm wondering if anybody thinks I should use one of those like Loctite lotions, whatever the heck it is, to make sure that the screws fit in tight and that there's no looseness. Is the conductivity of the antenna going to be affected by the this Loctite 242 or whatever it is? It's kind of a, I guess it's a, it's actually more of a ham related question, but it's something I wanted to throw out there at the guys.
Yeah, Jeff, with a suggestion.
Okay, let's send it over to KC2DHF.
Yeah, Mike, from my experience, it really doesn't help too much, and it could reduce the conductivity. But I do suggest an antioxidant, the stuff they use, it's a goo of some sort. We used to use it when we were joining dissimilar metals to prevent oxidation. I do think it's available in like Home Depot in the electrical section if you want to check that out. Back to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay, Dan's got a good point. I've always used white grease. A little dab of white grease. And it kind of protects it a little bit. I'll stand by now and see if anyone else has any suggestions.
KB2YEW Ripple.
Was that KB2YEW?
That's correct. Good evening. Name here is Guy from Coney Island. I'm an electrician by trade, and if you can't find what you're looking for at a Home Depot, you could definitely find it at any electrical supply house.
Okay, Guy. It's a good, good point.
There's a product out there called Copper Shield, and it's an excellent product. I use it all the time. And just don't get it on your clothes, but it won't come off. Okay, KB2YEW, we'll be listening.
KB2YEW, KC2AYQ, thanks for joining us. Alright, Mike, KC2AEF, I hope that helps you out. And did you get my email reply with the information on the Shortwave Festival?
I do appreciate that. I'm going to be driving down there. I got the hotel room. It's just I didn't register for the show itself, so I don't think I'm in for that raffle for the shortwave radio. But yeah, I did get that, and I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks, Ed.
Okay, look me up when you get in, and we'll hang out.
I appreciate that. I look forward to it. I know the scanner scum and all that's going to be around, so it's going to tear the place up, I'm sure. Thanks.
Okay, very good, KC2AY, being in the net. Another quick announcement before we get to Art. Just want to remind everybody the next get-together is this Thursday at Perkins Family Restaurant on Hempstead Turnpike in Farmingdale. If anybody needs directions, you can call them. I did have the phone number. Anyhow, they're in the phone book, and if you're on email list, I'm sure you've got all these emails that my friend Mike and Rob want to send. So, all right, following month's meeting, of course, of the Shortwave Festival, there's going to be a little change. There. Usually we meet the third Thursday, and we're going to have to change that to second Thursday, I believe. Now, here's my calendar, okay, March. No, it'll stay the third Thursday, okay, my mistake. shortwave festival is the second weekend of March. All right, the March meeting then is slated for March 18th. And that'll be at Fuddruckers on Merrick Avenue in Westbury. Here's KC2AYC, let's go over to Art N2AH.
Yeah, good evening, Ed, and everybody on the net, this is N2AH. Question here, I got Sunday's paper, there was a flyer for Radio Shack, as there always is. And on the back, I see they have something here that they refer to as, you know, you can set up your own paging system. And this thing supposedly puts out about 7 watts, the transmitter does. And I've never seen this before. I don't know if this is a new product or what. I'm just curious if anybody knows what frequency range this thing operates on. Looks like it has an attached antenna with a little loading coil. My guess would be maybe, you know, somewhere up where the baby monitors are there at 49 megahertz or something like that. But kind of a strange product, and I guess there's no license or anything required. I wonder if anybody has seen this and knows any more about it. Back to net, N2AH.
N2AH, KC2AYC. That's interesting. I haven't seen the product yet. I'm wondering if it's the kind of thing that, like a restaurant might use for its wait staff, you know, let them know when their meals are ready that they have to pick up. You know, 7 watts seems like probably could actually get a little bit of distance. I haven't seen it, so stand by and see if anybody else has any information on it.
GLO Charlie 2, Papa Sierra Yankee, with an answer.
Okay. I didn't catch the call. Can you do it one more time and then go ahead with your answer?
Call sign over here is KC2PFY, and the name over here is Steve.
Okay, Steve, you've got just a little bit of feedback there in your signal. I can't figure it out, but I did get the call KC2PFY. Go ahead with your reply.
Okay, as far as that paging system manufactured by Radio Shack goes, it operates in the 27 megahertz band. I believe it's like between CB channel like 21 and 22 or some frequency around there. And you can add an external antenna to it to jack on it to PL259. It operates obviously in the CB band, so you can use any kind of CB antenna, and the 7 watts gives you about 2 miles range.
C2AYC. XOJ. Good evening, how are you?
N2XOJ, KC2AYC. I am doing fine and I hope you are the same.
Sir, I have no traffic at the moment, but I'm listening.
Okay, Alex, very good. I'm wondering if you've been listening to the entire net, if you've heard the announcements about the meetings, otherwise I'll repeat them.
And thank you. I was here for that. I did hear, and I look forward to seeing everyone on a Thursday.
Okay, very good. And March should be real convenient for you. And just down the road a few.
And I appreciate that very much. Now if you'll pick up my towel, all set. Thanks, Ed.
Well, for you, I might be inclined to do that. All right. Anybody else who would like to check in? All right, hearing nothing, let me go with this piece of information from our good friend R. Let's say hello to R up in Bridgeport. WLIV 1190 started its 24-hour broadcast Wednesday, February 10th. It will formally a daytimer. DXers is listening to WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana, which WLIV acquired years ago and supposedly dropped its 50 kilowatts. So WLIV can go all day, all night. Currently, Caribbean music at night. Their official schedule begins April 1st. R also goes on to Channel 17 over the air TV. Coming soon, Channel 17, Long Island. Stay tuned. This is a graphic that's on all day and all night. And then he goes on to say he thinks that it's off the Empire State Building. But I know Keith has been on the mailing list now for the last few weeks discussing Channel 17, and I think we came to the conclusion that there are several broadcasters low power on that station. Keith just mentioned something about it today. I also heard something about a Korean broadcaster on that channel in Flushing. So it's interesting. Can you see if you've still got a this guy hooked up the cable. Might find something interesting. Just a couple other quick announcements here. First 2 weeks of March, which would give us the net on March 2nd and then March 9th. Those first two Tuesdays, there will be no one available for net control. And again, we stated Charlie is currently enrolled in his class, and Joe KC2PZD and I will be attending the Weimar board meeting and the Aries meeting. Therefore, we will have to switch the night of the net. And I wish I would have remembered to check with Steve WBCWAK when he was on earlier. But as far as I know, there is nothing on this repeater on Monday evening. So unless I get a negative from Steve, we're going to go ahead with moving the net from Tuesday, the first two Tuesdays of March, to Monday. That would be March 1st and then March 8th. March 1st and March 8th, and then on March 16th, the net will return to Tuesday. A couple other announcements. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, there is a Weimar Field Day committee meeting at Briarcliff College at 7:30 p.m. Anybody interested in getting involved with Weimar Field Day? They want to head out there.
Okay, thank you, Ed. I mentioned, I'm sure, a while ago that in 1964, at the World's Fair, the Long Island Railroad provided the cab section of an FA-1 diesel locomotive and the observation deck of an observation car for display at the 1964 World's Fair. Those two pieces were subsequently purchased by and owned by, for the past 35 years, a nursery school in Rockville Center on Peninsula Boulevard. Those pieces of equipment have in fact been acquired by the Restoration 35 Committee, and this coming Saturday, February 20th, they are going to be moved by a truck from their present location on Peninsula Boulevard to the now current location of locomotive number 35 in Uniondale. I mention this because at the same time that they have the trailer truck and the crane to do this move from Peninsula Boulevard to Uniondale, they're at the same time going to take caboose number 53, which sits in Uniondale on a piece of trackage that is not connected to any railroad, put it on the truck, and transport it three blocks to attach it, couple it to cabooses number 50 and 52, which are presently located in the old Mineola Garden City Long Island Railroad freight yard. And upon the caboose arriving there, the three cabooses are going to be made certain they can be transported, and eventually they're going to make their way up to the new museum in Oyster Bay via the rails of the Long Island Railroad and the diesel locomotive. So if anyone's interested in taking pictures or interested in seeing what happens and how you move railroad cars on trucks, etc., Uniondale on this coming Saturday. Back to that, N2XOJ.
N2XOJ, KC2AYC. All right, good information. And took me by surprise there. I guess that's the Camp Tanglewood information.
That name sounds familiar. I think it was Camp Tanglewood. I'm not certain, but anyway, they are now the property of the 35 Restoration Committee.
What time is this going to commence?
That's the one problem. No one's exactly sure of the time. I will try to find out for Thursday's meeting. All I can tell you at this point is it's sometime Thursday. I would imagine hauling that stuff up from Rockville Center to Uniondale is not going to take that long, but, you know, it could be a couple of hours. The loading and unloading, I'm sure, take a couple of hours. I'll try to find out what the story is. I would imagine, however, if people got to Uniondale sometime around noon, they'd at least find out what's going on.
Okay, Alec, I'd be interested in going down there. I'll anticipate a update from you, hopefully. All right. Would anyone else like to comment?
DHF, two items.
Go ahead, Dan. DHF.
Alright, Ed, is anybody operating the chat room by any chance? They got ScanCat 104 in there. They can give him the needle to get Hoppin to study for his ticket.
Yes. He says, hello. I happen to be in the America Online room. LIMA. Another fellow, Long Island, New York, Kansas, is a joker. Maybe he can get together with Bob, because they should both hold hands in the class together.
You gotta get one up the Bronx or Yonkers way, but I'm forever on his case.
Alright, so noted.
Okay, item number two. If anybody is monitoring Suffolk County EMS on 154 dot whatever the dot is, I'll have it in a minute. 154.415, where the North Shore Medic Program is operating on. That program is in top gear, and it's going very well. And if anybody's monitoring it, they got plenty of work. Back to you, Ed.
KC2DHF, KC2AYC, Ed. All right, good information. And Dan, are they simulcasting on the trunk system?
I don't know for sure. I haven't been listening on the trunk. I'm getting them loud and clear on the 154 frequency. I'll give it a shot tomorrow. They work 6 in the morning to 6 at night. And everybody, the fire departments and the volunteer ambulance corps are working very well with them. They're a nice bunch. Most of them are from the island. And the public is really getting a good service. They do not bill, just like the fire districts and the volunteer ambulances. They do not bill. This is a gratis on North Shore University Hospital. Back to you, Ed.
KC2DHF, KC2AYC. Good information. That's interesting. All right. Nice of them to provide that service.
There is a little story behind the service, but it's kind of involved. It's got to do with surplus monies that became available with them merging, like with Southside Hospital, Syosset, Huntington Community, etc. And they realized a huge savings. So the powers that be in Albany, to wit the state controller, Carl McCall, says, hey, you have to give back to the community. And that's exactly what they're doing, big time.
Okay, well, glad they are. And Bob Steencamp 104 says he found a new website for listening to the police. I guess it's using the real audio software. www.ATV Alpha Papa Bravo Online, Oscar November Lima, India November Echo.com. www.ATVonline.com. Funny, I happen to be on, there's a website out some guys got, website kind of eulogizes the old Adam 12 series. I found out that the guy who played Martin Milner, he played Officer Malloy. He's got a weekend show on Saturday and Sunday morning in California called I think it's the name of it, The Fishing Show, and broadcast over real audio as well. It's called Let's Talk Hookup. Access their website at www.hookup.com. It's on Sports Radio 690 in Los Angeles. Go to the website to listen to the show via real audio. It's from 6 to 8 a.m. Saturday to Sunday, and that's Pacific time. So plan on being up between 3 and 5. That out. Speaking of Martin Milner, the TV Land Network last week ran a Adam 12 marathon, which ran in the afternoons and then again late at night, about 3 to 4 hours. And starting next month, Adam 12, as well as Emergency, are going to be given regular time slots on the TV Land Network. However, Cablevision does not carry TV Land. So those of you who are interested in the old shows, and I'll try to get those to Canada, last week on one of the episodes, one of the following them around in Clarity back in the 60s. Apparently it wasn't a scanner, but they had some scanner radio on them to see that car that was by the You all may want to contact Cablevision and ask them to carry the Grand Network. Good program.
Thank you.
Central, KMXSO 99. And there is the Peter Corkin on 145150 in 460. Sunday, March 6th, the Split Rock Amateur Radio Association sends its annual North Jersey Anthem. Located at Park 15 Police Athletic League Building at the 6th Field, Route 46 at Baldwin Road in Park 15, New Jersey. Admission is $5. Costing on the 146.985. Computer with PL 131.8. Or 146.5 and we'll have the concession there 30 a.m. sharp. Then Sunday, March 21st, WECA Fest 99, Yonkers Raceway, Central Avenue, Yonkers Avenue, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going north on IE764, it's going south to 662. More information, 914-641. And then finally, there's the Winter Shortwave Festival, 12th Annual Shortwave Festival, March 11th through 13th, the Holiday Inn, Culpeville, Pennsylvania. For room registration, call the Holiday Inn directly at 215-338-3800. You mentioned the Shortwave Festival, get a special room rate of $69 a night. Price is assessed is $40 for a full registration, which includes all the forms, hospitality room, which is usually stocked with a keg of beer and chips and soda, lunch on Saturday, and then the banquet meal on Saturday. If you'd like to bring your spouse, an extra $22, which covers our meal costs, or his meal costs. And then there's a partial registration, which covers the forms of the hospitality room, but no meal, $17. To register, just send a check, name, address, that kind of pertinent information. For the Winter SWL Festival, PO Box 591, Colmar, COLMARCA, 18915, and they usually do not supply what you need when you get there. They open the festival table and will have all your registration packages. But the only thing you have to really worry about is getting ready. That's about all I have for this week. I'll stand by for any questions or anybody that has additional information.
WWM, checking in with info in between dinner.
Okay, Curtis, go ahead with your info.
Hi, last week I pulled out of the news day some bad story happened up at Frank's headquarters over there in Suffolk County. It was the last Wednesday's news day, February 10th. A Sheldon couple was charged with robbing a bunch of pharmacies. Not getting into too many details, they were husband and wife team, and the so-called had a two-way radio, probably a family radio, and further down the road, they found the wife. The wife and the baby in the car as well. Had a so-called, it says in here, police scanner. And Charlie, Lynn O.V., his net ripped that apart because it's just a scanner. It's not just a police scanner. So, makes a bad thing about the hobby. Just wanted to mention that. Made a couple copies. If I make it down to the next meeting, I'll give them out. Back to that. Hold on one second. Also picked up tonight for the Springfield time clock. It's a clock. and it runs on two AA batteries. And it picks up the signal from National Euro Standard, WWB, Fort Collins. We'll put up on the wall and I'll let you know how it works. Back to that WWB line. Ed?
WWFC-2AYC. Speaking of the National Bureau of Standards, I think it was Mike from Roswell gave me that web page. I started fiddling around. Found out a way over the internet to download software from their website. And every so often, if you want to check the internal clock on your computer, this software, you just like click on it and it'll synchronize the clock in your computer to the atomic clock over there in Fort Collins. So right now my laptop is showing 8:44 standard time. We got a couple of clocks around the room that I have to adjust. That was rather interesting. Alright, again, let me reiterate, the next this coming Thursday, 7:30 p.m. in Perkins, Pittsburgh Turnpike Farmington. The March meeting will be March 18th, Thursday, 7:30 p.m. at Fuddruckers on Merrick Avenue in Westside, and that's in between Old Country Road and Stewart Avenue across from Eisenhower Park. Regarding Lynette, the first two Tuesdays of March, which would be the 2nd and the 9th, there's no one available for net control. So, Destiny Patel will be holding the net on Monday, March 1st and March 8th. And then the net will return to Tuesdays on. In final, for those guys in the online, interesting scanning story, unfortunately, well, it's not local. I was away last week, San Francisco, Florida, and I was in this habit every morning. I was going for a 40-minute walk, and it burned off to the Dallas station, and I would take the trunk tracker out with me. Ocala is located in Central Florida, about an hour north of Orlando. Pretty much exact in the middle of the state. Got a lot of old retirement communities, horse farms out there, different attractions. Anyway, in about 10 minutes I was listening to this chase. It was chasing this guy. Going one way, and then he jumps by it and starts going the other way. Rather intense. But in any event, as the chase is going on, all of a sudden one of the sheriffs goes, whoops, he just went underneath the tractor trailer. And it was like radio silence for a few minutes. And here the sheriff come on and says, we've got a signal or whatever. And I didn't know the code signal, that's a good time. But turns out, the next thing the guy says is, yeah, we're going to have to either get a crane out here or a big wrecker. And, we're going to have to lift the semi off the car before we can attempt to get him out. And interesting, then, like, at that point on, it was kind of radio silence for a while. And, newspaper, I think, they had a picture of the car, the guy was DOA. It was very bizarre, it was a slow-speed chase that had been going on for about an hour. For the most part, the guy never went over 45 miles an hour. And he was even signaling when he was changing lanes. But what happened is that there was a red light ahead of him when his car stopped there. And he jumped on the other side of the road because he didn't want to get apprehended. turns out, was like a guy, I don't know, in his mid-40s. He had no identification from Georgia, no criminal record. You really have no idea why he ran. So I passed that along, San Antonio. Alright, let me stand by for any late check-in. Hearing nothing. Before I close, I'll give out the address. If you don't have a computer and you want to raise it, you're listening on your screen, right from the NDC, it's P.O. Box 308, Cedarhurst, C-A-R-H-U-R-N, New York, 11516. Or you can email me at cqayc@usl.nc. Or check out the webpage. Let's say hello to Mike out in Jersey at www.voiceoftheweb.com, all one word, Voice of the Web. www.voiceoftheweb.com. Or you can check out my own webpage, which has a link to the Voice of the Web webpage. https://members. https://aol.com/kcqayc/index.inf.html. KCQAYC.net. I want to thank everybody who checked in tonight, especially those who brought traffic for queries. And thanks again to Steve, WDCWAK, the repeater that is now closed, the repeater is now open to general entry. 7